Madhyan Leela continued M. The Gopis' Special Prem. Nandi Mukhi replies to Brinda, "It's not so astonishing that when the gopis meet Krishna, they show hostility and unwillingness when Krishna tries to touch them, even though internally they are very anxious to meet him and they really want to touch Krishna, but they show a contrary mood externally." Actually, Brinda, the Braja Sundari's behavior is not so astonishing. The transcendental bodies of the Sakis and their minds exist only to give pleasure to Krishna. Both Radha and all of her Sakis are actually the Ladini Shakti of Krishna, who is the moon for the lily-like gopis. The essence of Ladini Shakti is prema, which is compared to a lata, a vine, prema lata. Radhika is the personification of that prema lata, Radhikara prema lata. And the gopis are the sprouts or leaf buds, leaves and flowers of this vine. When the nectar of Krishna's pastimes sprinkles upon this prema lata, Radha, the gopis become 100 times happier than if sprinkled directly themselves. But this is not so amazing. Just as the all-pervading Lord cannot be satisfied without his blissful chit potency, similarly, Radha Govinda's self-manifest blissful love for each other cannot be nourished and deepened without the presence of their affectionate sakis. Which man of taste, which rasik, will not take shelter of Krishna's sakis? Radha is a blooming golden vine of love, and Krishna is a blossoming tamal tree. What conscious living entity would not be happy to see their blissful meeting? Because the gopis' hearts melt with pure love for Krishna, everything the Braja gopis do, including resisting and opposing Shyam, is only displayed or exhibited for his pleasure. Although Radhika submerges in an ocean of happiness whenever Shyam touches her breasts or firmly embraces her, outwardly Srimati shows an unfavorable mood. This is the extraordinary prema of Radhika and her Braja gopis.